Welcome to episode 418 of the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. And I'm your host, Denise Oyston. And today we're talking social proof. It is such an amazing strategy that will really help your success. It validates you. It validates your credibility. And what's interesting is a lot of recruiters don't use testimonials, case studies, Google reviews as a way to really stand out to the market. And that is the topic of today's podcast. We're going to share why it's important, some key things to consider, how you need to do it, and some of the success that you're going to get. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your company growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profits. Well, hi there, everyone. Hope you and yours are well. This is Denise from the Recruitment Marketing Sales Podcast. And today I want to talk about social proof and why it is a particular strategy and a particular piece of collateral that is important to create for you and your recruitment brand, especially this year. Now, before we get into it, if you're new here, welcome. Great to have you. For the majority of our podcasts, probably 95% of them, you will find a full transcription on the Superfast Recruitment website. So please head over there. If marketing is relatively new to you, go and listen to the last few recordings that we've gone through, because I think that will really support you in improving your BD, really understanding how to create demand and where you need to start. So please make sure that you do that, and you can find that all on the Superfast website. If you want to assess where you are, download our marketing checklist, and there's links to it all over the website, and you can access the direct page by going to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/MCL. There's several questions in there. I think there's about 30, very quick and easy to answer, and it will give you alignment of where you are in your marketing. So let's get into talking about social proof. Now, social proof is more important than ever when it comes to marketing. And it works in a B2C environment, so business to consumer, but it also works incredibly well when it comes to business marketing too. And what's fascinating is many people forget that we live in a review society. So sometimes when you're thinking about what marketing should I use, think about your own behavior and how, when you are making a purchase, that you go and check things out. So this week alone, we've been buying several things, and each time I've gone on to Amazon to buy these individual items, and I needed to check out, first of all, it was a pair of fire gloves, you know, that you use with a log burner. The current ones we have had it, as they say. So I was just checking which are the best ones and which ones will actually deliver, you know, on Prime and all of the things. And there are a couple of other things that I purchased as well. I just want you to remember that our behavior currently is driven by, I don't want to make a mistake. What do other people think? And how many people have used this product? What results have they got? Is it okay? Is it a quality item? All of these things go around in our head. And it's exactly the same when we're considering a B2B service. And what's fabulous is if you are particularly good at what you do, if you are a good recruiter, and I'm suspecting you are, you're listening to this podcast, you want to get better at marketing, then it is critical that you communicate how you help people and the sort of results that you can get. Because many of us are quite cynical. There are a lot of providers and service providers out there, and we want to know that, am I making the right decision here. If I'm spending a significant amount of money, then maybe I just need to check these people out, go and have a look on the website, go and have a look at their social media, go and have a look at what do other people say about them. So I'm suspecting that for many of you now, listen to this, the penny's dropped. There are so many benefits aligned to using social proof. It's going to build trust. It validates you and the quality of your work. It also influences that decision-making process the way we are as humans. We're naturally influenced by our prospects' decision-making processes and how other people have got results. It's going to enhance your brand reputation. And also, particularly in the recruitment sector, it's going to help you differentiate your brand. Last week, we talked about the fact that there are more recruiters than ever out there. There's more search companies that want business. And a great convincer for you is to demonstrate to people that you can actually help them by using this particular strategy. And one of the reasons that social proof works so well, it's okay. I can pontificate all day, can't I, about how good Superfast Circle is, but the majority of you will go and check our website out and go and look at our testimonials on social media, because it's not me saying it, it's the actual person that has experienced our service that is saying it. And it's a fascinating thing. I always notice that whenever we share testimonials or case studies on LinkedIn or wherever, or in our emails, then the impressions, the, you know, direct messages that we get about it is always higher than you might imagine, because people are interested. People want to know, if I work with this individual, am I making the right move or am I making a mistake? It's often known as the horse's mouth strategy, because basically it's not you shouting about yourself, it's somebody else. So that can make a huge impact. So many, many benefits associated with social proof. So what types of social proof could you use as a recruiter? There are three types of social proof that work really, really well. Let me start with an easy one, and that is Google reviews. Obviously, you can use Trustpilot. You can use things like Seek if you're out over in Australia. And the great thing about Google reviews is you can just ask your candidates, you can ask your clients, would you mind jumping onto Google and giving us a quick review? Because one of the great things about Google reviews is when people are Googling your name, then you will come up on the first page of Google and literally you have a much bigger real estate. So you'll notice if you go and Google your name or one of your competitors, and you will notice on the right hand side, it's got all your Google reviews if you've got Google Places. So that's an easy quick win that you can do. So that's number one. The second one is testimonials or recommendations on LinkedIn. They're fundamentally the same. Now, what often happens here is that you do a great service and people forget to ask for a testimonial. I am sure as a recruiter, you have a business process around how you engage with candidates, how you engage with clients. In there somewhere, is there an action that says, ask for a testimonial, ask for a case study, set that up right at the beginning when I'm first having a conversation with someone. If it's not part of your standard operating procedure when you work with candidates or clients, start doing it now, because most people, if they've had a good experience, are more than happy to give you a review. Now, you need to ask for it. They're not going to spontaneously say, unless they're a marketeer, yes, can I give you a review? They're not going to do that. So you do need to ask for them. But then when you ask for them, you have got a great piece of marketing collateral that you can use. Now, if you're not following Sharon and I on LinkedIn, go and do it and look at the testimonials that we share. So we share, it'll be a very simple image. There'll be a short paragraph, a couple of sentences that a client will have said to us, they'll have given us a testimonial, and we're sharing it. We write a little bit before about, you know, when Paul came to work with us, this is what he was at, some of the challenges that he had. And these are the experiences now having. If you want to find out more, drop me a DM or send me an email. Really, really simple, dead easy to do. And I'm not talking about how good I am or how good we are. The actual client that I'm sharing that information about is doing the talking. And just imagine all of the candidates that you place, all of the clients that you work with, that you could actually be sharing this so that other clients and candidates who are considering working for you, this is another piece of marketing material that they are reading that's going to help them come through this buyer cycle and help to create more demand for you and your organization. Now, the other really useful thing that you can do when it comes to social media is to create a case study. And it doesn't need to be War and Peace. If you want to go and have a look at a structure for a case study, go and have a look on the Superfast Recruitment website. Just go to our Why People Work With Us page. If you click the button, there's a drop-down menu. You can go and read our testimonials. You can go and read our case studies. But go and have a look at the case studies and look at the structure that we use. Now, we do get a lot of our clients will come on video and actually talk through with us. They're brilliant that way. Not every client and not every candidate is willing to do that. So just be aware of that. Always ask if you can get somebody on video. That's fantastic, but they may not be willing to do it. However, look at the types of questions that we use and you can see the difference that it can make, because we have a case study page. We are encouraging our clients to do that and they're doing it now. And what you can do with that page, of course, you can create it in a really good branded PDF that you can then use and share with people. Particularly, imagine you've had a conversation, you're looking at, signing terms with someone, you're sending a follow-up email with your proposal, and you're sending links to four case studies of clients just like them who you have done an outstanding recruitment service for. Now, are they easy to do, case studies? They're not hard. They just take a little bit of work, actually finding out who's the best person, setting them up in the first place, getting approval to use them in your marketing, and then you are good to go. And literally that can take a matter of days to get something recorded, transcribed, whatever you want to do, typed up, put into a great PDF, put onto your website, and you are good to go. And it's fascinating for us. We noticed that one of our most visited pages on the website is our case studies and testimonials, because people want to know, if I work with this individual, and it's the same for recruiters, am I going to get good experience? So that's the podcast for today. I wanted to share this particular strategy with you because it is so useful to use and it's so easy to do. You can create, there's great testimonial templates in places like Canva that you can use. You can create a PDF in Canva and use all of those things. So hope that's been useful. This is Denise saying bye for now and I'll see you next time. If you enjoy this podcast and this year you are ready to take your marketing to the next level, then check out Superfast Circle. This is a unique marketing program designed specifically for recruiters and their marketeers. You get access to two virtual marketing directors, you get consultancy, you get your hand held through the whole process, training, consulting, and we provide content resources. So go over to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/join and check out what's available.